In terms of the representatives, we haven't been informed of which representative in terms of name, but we know that it's somebody who would have an overview of the issues that are affecting both the Rosemount Post Office, and now obviously in the last week it's transpired there are a number of issues around the Central Post Office down in Custom House Square, we say the Guildhall, in terms of somebody continuing to operate that franchise as well. So the meeting's obviously taken on more significance as a result of that, and from our perspective, it'll be myself and the MP, Alicia McCallion, and possibly at least one of our MLAs as well, because from our perspective, this is an issue now that's not just affecting Rosemount, which is part of my local area, but obviously services in the city centre as well. So we're obviously hoping to get some idea about potential candidates to take on the franchises once the current people operating both premises leave the franchise.
So it's turned to a case now where the post offices are actually in immediate jeopardy.
Well, in terms of what we've been told around the Custom House Square issue, and also in terms of the one in Rosemount, the problem is that the post office certainly want to retain a presence in both locations, but if you can't get the people to come forward and actually take on the franchise, that's the issue. So it's, in a sense, it's almost a recruitment issue. Now, there are certain criteria that any potential candidate has to go through, so that the post office will then accept them as somebody who would be fit for purpose to run the franchise. But at the minute, I think the key issue is actually getting people to come forward. Now, we'll get all of that clarified, and as a result of the meeting tomorrow, we'll put out a much more detailed statement outlining where things are at and also what potential processes we can advance to try and ensure that both the Rosemount Post Office and Custom House Square and any other post office in the city, which where there are issues about the current franchisees maybe ending their control of the specific premises, we'll try and see what we can do to make sure that doesn't apply in other post offices as well in the future.
And of course, post offices play a vital role in communities as well, and it's going to be the vulnerable, surely, of the communities that are going to feel the most affected by this.
Absolutely. I mean, there are obviously a lot of online services and things like that, which a lot of younger potential post office users can avail of. But for the older people, in terms of people, you know, going to collect their pensions using their cards, which they now have, and things like that, people who aren't IT literate, all of that, obviously, they still like the personal touch. And particularly the Rosemount Post Office, that being a local community with a lot of older people living in it, I think it's key that we continue to operate that service. But also, obviously, Custom House as well, as the main central post office in the city centre, just for people in terms of local businesses trying to you know, post items and things like that. We need that service to be retained, whether in that building or another building. I mean, is one issue, but the actual fact that they don't remain in that location, then there's no post office in that whole city centre area, which from our perspective would be a very detrimental position. So the meeting tomorrow will be key in finding out how we can address both locations in terms of keeping tenants in place there to run the service.